NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Forbes. Northport, Florida police are calling off their search for the missing man who was the last person to see missing woman, Gabby Petito, alive. Police say they called off their search in the Carlton Reserve in southwest Florida because of darkness. They will begin searching again for Brian Laundrie Sunday morning. Officers went to Laundrie's home on Friday expecting to speak with him about his missing fiance, but his family says they haven't seen or heard from him since Tuesday. The Justice for J6 rally near the Capitol remained peaceful on Saturday. Protest organizer Matt Brainerd said he condemns violence and that their goal is to bring attention to the treatment of hundreds of suspects in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
But this is about disparate treatment of the nonviolent people. This is about the lack of transparency.
The rally drew a smaller than expected crowd near the Capitol. A heavy police presence could be seen around the city. Four people are injured after gunfire erupted on a Brooklyn street early Saturday morning. Paul DeCastro has more.
Police say the victims were standing outside a bar around 3:30 at 1440 Utica Avenue in East Flatbush when a man walked up to them and opened fire. Responding officers found a 36-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds and a 25-year-old woman shot in the torso. A 28-year-old man was shot in the torso and buttocks. All three were taken to Kings County Hospital in stable condition. A 31-year-old man is extremely critical at Kings County after being shot multiple times in the legs. Cops are looking for the shooter.
And the structure of the Notre Dame Cathedral is finally secured and is ready to be restored. That's what officials said on Saturday in Paris. 2 years ago, flames engulfed the historic cathedral and seriously damaged the iconic site. The group that's reconstructing the cathedral said vaults damaged by the fire had to be reinforced before restoration could begin. I'm Jim Forbes.